With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I'm going to go on record right now. We've seen this in high school basketball in Baltimore, but never do I recall seeing this in high school football where top five matchup, nationally ranked top five. I don't care what poll you go to, these two schools are top five. St. Francis Academy Panthers taking on the IMG Ascenders. And joining us right now is Henry Russell, coach of St. Francis. What's going on, Henry?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks morning. For having me. Great to be here.
Thank you for coming. We got camera crew here. You're doing a documentary, sort of like the lines of QB1, I hear.
Yeah. They've been following us all year. I think it'll be on Netflix or Amazon or something like that. Probably later on next spring or something like that. So it should be pretty cool for everybody.
About time we get a good story out of Baltimore.
how about that? In a city also. Yes. Now, Coach, this is huge, man. I mean, I don't know if people know about this game. We're going to let them know. It's Friday night, 7 o'clock, Morgan State University. You guys have 13 Power 5 commits already on your team. There will be 40 kids on the field with Power 5 offers. For those of you who don't know what that means.
That's not just D1. These are Power 5.
Power 5, yeah. Correct. These are ACC, correct. SEC, Pac-10, Pac-12, Big Ten. Yeah, this is awesome. And you're going to have some kids going to be playing on Sunday eventually, too.
Yeah, you think so. I mean, IMG is, they are the most talented team in the country, player for player. And they've got guys, if you put the TV on Saturday, you're going to see guys from IMG playing all across the country right now in college football. And the roster they have this year is every bit as talented.
Where the kid leave Mount Carmel to go to IMG, you remember Josh Kando.
Yep.
And they are loaded, Ed.
They are loaded. But it's amazing how you guys have made this. They're called the Ascenders. You made this ascension when people thought football here, it was always Gilman.
Right.
And now it's St. Francis. And that's all people talk about, to the point where people didn't want to play you guys because you were better than everybody else, which.
They still don't.
I know. I find that hilarious, actually. We can't play you too good. So it's not fair. So how'd you actually develop this program to get it where? I mean, this is incredible to have this kind of playing IMG. Morgan, if a documentary be made. I mean, how did this start with this school?
I think it's really cool to see how the kids have, we took the same message we had at Gilman. Mm-hmm. We call it building men for others, and it's the foundation of everything we do. And we took that message to St. Francis, and we got great buy-in from the athletic department, Nick Miles, Masai Halimariam, mm-hmm. and, we just kept the same format. And we coach the way we coach. We love the kids. We're hard on them. We're hard on them in school. We're hard on them. You can't be late. You got to be dressed right. All those little things. We start with little things. Mm-hmm. And, some early on, we had guys that didn't want to buy in. And, we just told them, this might not be the place for you. And we had a couple of really probably our most talented kid the first year. He ended up leaving St. Francis because he just, didn't see him fitting in the culture.
Right.
And the guys that stuck with it, they've really created something special at St. Francis. And now it's kind of on autopilot. The kids kind of police themselves, and they're hard on each other. And you come to our practice, they're competing with each other, and they're pushing each other. And when you compete with each other, you push each other, everybody gets better.
Sure.
And, we're looking to compete with IMG. And, mm-hmm. They beat us. Hey, hats off to them. But we're going to compete and do the best we can.
Have you tried to mimic some of the things that IMG has tried to do? You guys have a lot in common. You guys don't play anyone here in the state locally. They don't play anyone down in Florida. They have won 50 of their last 51. You guys have won 29 of your last 30. The only loss was to the common opponent, Matter Day.
Yeah. I mean, IMG has set the bar pretty high, as you just pointed out. And we've definitely wanted to get to that level. If we're gonna compete and our kids want to be that good, then you've got to, take some things they do. And we looked at some things they do. We see how they schedule games. They've played the top opponents across the country. We tried to do the same. And, I think you can learn a lot from teams that are, at the highest level of whatever they're competing in.
Yeah. I mean, you've got some kids who are unbelievable on your football team. Give us some of the big
college offers that you have and some of the commitments, Coach?
Yeah, I think, you know, starts with Chris Braswell on the defensive side. Chris is committed to Alabama, defensive end. He's one of the top prospects in the country. 6'5", 225-pound kid who's very athletic, who's physical. And then we have also on the defensive line, we have Damon Clowney. He's committed to LSU.
LSU, yeah.
He was at the LSU game last weekend. So
like they're not sick enough already.
We have Jordan Tolles, a safety. He's committed to LSU, also a basketball kid.
That's, I got to admit, that's my favorite player, Jordan Tolles, basketball and football. This kid is a stud athlete.
He is a special athlete.
Yeah.
Osmond Savage and Nakai Hill-Green and Aaron Willis, the linebackers. The two, Nakai and Osmond, are committed to Michigan. Aaron's a junior, but he narrowed his list recently to Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, and Maryland. So, you know, that's on the defensive side. That's who you're going to – I got to mention my corner, Luke Hill. Luke's committed to Oregon, and he was just nominated as a possible candidate for Defensive Player of the Year in the country by the USA Today. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm looking at a look on Ed's face right now. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and this is really the last big opportunity against a top 25 team for both of these schools, right?
Correct, yeah. This is our last top 25 game of the year. You know, this will be our fourth against a top 25 opponent. So we're really excited about it. We're hoping the community really rallies behind St. Francis on Friday night. You know, we're excited about that.
Unfortunately, when you think of football, a lot of people think of Florida.
Yep.
It just is. I lived down there for a while, and they're crazy for high school football, for college football. We have a lot of talent here. Now that you guys are nationally known, are you able to keep more kids from the DMV here? Because I know it seems like everyone would want to gravitate to Florida because it's such a vehicle to go to college. But I mean, now,
definitely. We have, you know, the amount of kids that want to come to St. Francis right now is incredible. I mean, I get emails, tweets from kids sending me their highlight films. You know, dads sending me emails saying, "Hey, how do I come to St. Francis?" So I think you do see that. You see people that are, you know, they want to compete at the highest level. They're wanting to stay here in Baltimore and come to St. Francis. So it's definitely a pretty cool opportunity for kids in the area and what's happening there.
Coach Henry Russell joining us. Coach, were you shocked by some of the pushback that you got, though, when you got to from the level of being a – because I remember you were a C-conference team, weren't that good.
Right.
You know, so are you surprised by the pushback from your meteoric rise?
I'm not surprised. You know, I think that's the way the world is now. You know, people that are on top, everyone to take shots at them, and that's to be expected. So we weren't really surprised at the way things played out, but we've kind of always just focused internally,
right,
and keep the focus on the kids and how are they getting better, how are they getting to where they want to go long term.
Yeah, I mean, I hope people recognize it, because without this opportunity, a lot of these kids wouldn't be going to college.
Mm-mm.
Because I know in my high school, we had a real, very good team my senior year. Five guys went D1. And I'll be honest with you, I think one of them would have gone to college without football. The rest of them definitely not. So, I mean, do you get recognition? Do people actually understand what's going on?
Oh, big time. I think people definitely appreciate that. You know, when I played at Gilman for Biff Pogge, and my junior year was his first year as head coach. And when I played there, you never saw college coaches coming to our area to recruit. You know, there was one or two kids.
Yep.
You know, there was Tommy Polly. You know, but besides that, you didn't see colleges rolling through. And now, you know, Biff, what he did at Gilman and built that up, and now at St. Francis, not only the St. Francis kids are getting recruited, but all the kids in the area are getting recruited. Because these colleges, they're not going to fly in just to see St. Francis and not see the other top talent in the area.
Sure.
So it's really helped out the entire community to get kids scholarship opportunities.
You know, I always tell kids, our kids, you know, they can't, that kid that they're looking at can't go to all the schools. All the schools are coming to see her, but she can only go to one school. So use that opportunity to produce good film. And that's what a lot of kids are benefiting from. And that's why I didn't understand, Jerry, why the other local schools didn't want to play St. Francis. That's your opportunity to get good film.
Well, it's the same way with IMG. No one wants to play them down there. It's amazing the way these two schools have come into prominence. IMG started out as a tennis academy and became a full-fledged sports academy. You guys have built this up from the ground up.
Right.
Literally,
right
from scratch.
Yep. I think you're right, Jerry. It's been cool to see it build and you know, that's why we're playing IMG. You know, so our kids can they could see the best kids in the country,
right,
and go give. You know, they beat us 4 years ago. Our first year that was our last loss before Matter Day. You know, we went down to IMG. They beat us 38-0. You know, and that was, hey, this is where you got to get to. You know, you got to work hard. You got to, we got to do all the extra work, all the extra effort stuff to get to where they're at, you know, and hopefully Friday we can see where we are.
How many people are you expecting Friday?
People have been saying between 8,000 and 10,000. So hopefully we hit those numbers.
I'm expecting 10,000. Yeah. I am. I'm expecting 10,000, no doubt. This is you'd be surprised at how many people over the last 2 weeks have hit me up on social media asking me, are you having St. Francis coaches on the show? Because a lot of people want to hear about this game. I have you guys on a lot because you inspire me. You know what I mean? I know where your program has come from. Again, I remember when you didn't have football. I remember when you were a mediocre C-Conference team. And we're not talking about 20 years ago. Right. We're talking 10 years.
Right.
This has been 10 years or less to see this program go from where they used to be in Mount Carmel's football conference. And we're still in the C-Conference in football. So, you know, what you guys have done has been nothing but amazing. And keep on pushing young men.
Thank you.
Because we just don't have enough of that in the city. You know, we talk so much about the negative, but you have a football program like this, as Ed pointed out, and I think the number one thing to me is sending kids to college.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, these kids are great. That's what it's all about. It's nothing else. The banners are great. That's great. You know what I mean? But like I tell my kids, we're not in this for championships. We're in this for scholarships.
That's right.
So, you know, continue to do what you do. Good luck Friday night.
Friday night, 7 o'clock in Morgan State. Can't wait to see a lot of you guys out there.
Oh, you know I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be rolling in with Nick. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
410-583-1057. That's the number. What's trending up next on The Fan?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.